Hi, and welcome to the 149th edition of the Keen Minds podcast, where we cover NBC's The Blacklist. Today, we're covering Season 10, Episode 7, The Freelancer, Part 2. I'm Jen, a.k.a. Takara Saeko.
And I am Tessa.
Now, let's talk about the third episode, which improved notably with a viewing, especially once I able to put Dr. Perillo's out of my mind.
Well, I mean, one, I would just like to say I love Sam Christopher, and she's a talented writer. And so I'm hit and miss on, like, some of her episodes have been some of my favorites before, and then others, you know, wasn't crazy about the AI one a while back. But out of the three, this was definitely my favorite. It wasn't a favorite overall, but it was a favorite out of the three. And I felt
like
it was the
only— Let me
put
it this way. The robots are this episode.
What?
The robots. The genuine models, was it called? The sex robots.
Oh, robots. Yeah. Sorry.
Forget them.
But I think the thing that made this feel like it had a bit more depth to it was that you could tell that there was a B storyline that deserved to be the B storyline, which was wrestler sobriety. And
I have my thoughts about it.
And that they're clearly setting something up. I don't really have
any— Oh, I know exactly what it is. The guy that he's sponsoring is likely to be a Wujing spy.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not really interested in it, but you know, it felt like it had a little more depth to it.
No, there was a B storyline running underneath all this in all three episodes, which is whatever is Fred is doing. But I mean, this episode at least felt that it was somewhat trying.
Yeah.
The dialogue was still bad.
There was effort put into it. Yeah. I guess we have very low expectations now.
Plot-wise, it was creative. It was a creative use of the freelancer to create crimes. And before they even reported as crimes or about to happen, they that way scoop who are the people that are working with Red. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting, at least to see. However, the fact that they're hiring the freelancer and being upset at Red being an informant, and meanwhile they're killing people left and right, 43 people in the freaking ferry, feels— and funny, interesting that they did the ferry, because that just goes back to Rasvet and the mother that took the ferry and that siding or whatever. But it was clever. But then again, we go back into the things that don't make sense. I don't know if you remember that wrestler said, "Oh my God, I put that thing near my face, the gloves with that substance. I put that thing near my face. That's dangerous." And then Herbie's like, "Oh no, don't worry. If you didn't touch your skin, it's fine." Meanwhile, when the freelancer is applying in, he's wearing full gear, the mask, the gloves. So which is it? Is it dangerous if you touch it? Or also you can smell it, because if it was still in the gloves and the wrestler put the gloves really close to his face, he should be corroding or whatever, or he was just using that mask because the director thought it was fun. It's like a manifesto that's not there, but come and read it. and they're decoding the stuff from the Russian knot with a machine they don't have, with us they don't have, and that's what they're doing. They stop making sense. They stop trying to make sure that script makes sense. It's not that difficult. So the next thing I wanted to ask you is, did you notice the freelancer's escape? There he is, out cold, and wrestler decides to for once do again the thing that he's best at. You know, like when they were trying to see how they opened that little thing and wrestler just takes it and steps on it. It was perfect. They said just to walk the whole thing and take the power. And meanwhile, the freelancer just escaped.
I couldn't get over the freelancer. I don't remember him necessarily being that good at hand to hand, and he bested an FBI agent and an MI5 agent. Like they were nothing. It was just really
Well,
bizarre.
maybe in prison he decided to.
I don't know. It seemed very
Maybe Wu Jing has a
convenient.
plan. Maybe Wu Jing has a plan for teaching martial arts.
He has a super serum that he's handing out to all of Red's new enemies. Join Wu Xing and he will make you a super villain. More interesting than season 10 has been so far.
That at least I would just maybe it's a pill like they give Liz, and until they go to the bathroom, their
Nah.
superpower.
No pills, no drugging, only chaos. Why would you expect anything else?
Oh, I
My
just felt like
God.
you could be like the freelance just like got up and threw something in, and I mean I don't know, but he just like, oh no, he's gone. How? And they didn't hear anything. They're right there. It's like they're like steps from him and they don't notice. I mean, maybe that's part of the superpowers. I can evaporate.
Convenient writing is what that is.
Yep. So, but
Convenient
it
writing.
was good. I mean, it was a great way to find out that Red is indeed informing the FBI. I just still don't buy that some of these people would be so upset about it. And
Yeah,
now they're
that's
hiring
fair.
the same people that Marvin Gerard hire, and they couldn't kill Red. And excuse me, tell me something. If Vesco is going back and forth to Bujing, could he not ingest one of those little pills like Liz did so that they could track him and end this thing? I mean, makes sense, people. Maybe
So,
he.
I was gonna ask, go ahead with the rant because
No,
I have
no,
something.
go
Oh,
finish.
I was just going to say, how did you feel about the random flashback scene at the end? That
What
where
was
he,
it?
yeah, you had one of those too. So, you had Wu Xing's man go to, I don't even remember who they were, to be totally honest,
Oh,
but the group in the
yes.
bar.
They were the people that Marvin Gerard hired to kill Red.
Okay. So, but then they went and they were, I guess it was a flashback and it said present day. I must have missed the flashback comment, but they could have very easily gone in and sat down and said, several months ago when we came to you, you said that you wanted proof. Here it is. And then you see why they've done this the entire episode. And that's very smooth. That's very, easy. And you don't have this clunky flashback. But it's like, well, we've got 3 more minutes we need to cover. Better add a flashback scene in there.
Yeah, they must have reels of the stuff.
Oh, it's exhausting.
But I mean, it was at least it was clever to as plot goes, to find a way to prove absolutely that Red knows about this thing, and a clever use of Rogelio, that they're just now feeding stuff to the people, so they're using Red resources against him. That was clever.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like I said, out of the three, this was my favorite.
Now, the one thing I want to ask you is, what do you think Red is building? Because that conversation with the yellow, don't tell me it's going to be suntan yellow instead of buttercup yellow, whatever. I think that he's building a fake post office. I don't know if you remember, but the elevator is yellow and the stairs are yellow. So I think that because all those blacklisters have been in the FBI, they're building a fake FBI post office.
And we had Wu Jing make the comment that they have to go in and find out where they're located and go in. So yeah, I could see that being a thing. I don't
And
expect for it to make sense though.
no, I mean, it is. In a way, it's all about greed. because you should have, and again, that's what British shows are excellent at ending when they should, and most of cable shows actually do that. Some of them extend season that they should not have. But it's part of respecting the audience and respecting your product and keeping the resale value. That's like having a car that you've been babying for years, and the year before you give it up and sell it, you decide to just go bump into everything and not caring, not do oil changes. Why? You're damaging your resale value. It just feels like presented with these things. It's not that things are going to be perfect. It's network television. It's 22 episodes. It's very hard to make it perfect. But do we have to make it this imperfect? It's sad.
Well, there's still a difference between a thin episode and a thin episode in which you can tell the writers threw in the towel. That they were told, this is your episode, write us something, and you will get paid for the season. And they go, all right, but they're already looking for new work. And I understand that the gig work in Hollywood is it's stressful, it's people are always scurrying to find something new. But as you said earlier, this is your portfolio, people. Like, this
Yeah,
is, I
they're gonna
mean,
look at this thing instead of an episode of the caliber that were before. I mean, I've seen,
this is the most recent work. Yeah.
yeah, my most recent work is this. And and it goes to you even getting big writers that have been there for a long time, and they're also making the same. They're making episodes that are just tick the boxes without the knowing of the characters. I mean, you're already sounding like a tired grandpa. Some people have noticed he's like basically not doing anything. He's sitting down around and not doing anything. And then, oh, he's, I'm sorry, he's collecting taffy from the rest stops in the New Jersey Turnpike. I
He's
mean, I
driving from New
do.
York to DC. Very busy man. Very
I
busy.
thought that he was taking the train. Now he's taking a car. I guess he's, and Chuck is back.
Is Chuck back? Who knows?
Yeah, it was he was back because he brought a Vesco.
Okay.
But he's definitely keeping that whole thing of the location of that whatever he's building, and he seems to be some emergency. So I'm hoping that at some point this will gain steam and have a fun episode that will be. I mean, I'm not even asking for mythology anymore. I'm just asking them to be fun to watch and not painful.
Yeah, I mean, give us a good heist episode. Their
Yes.
heist episodes have always been phenomenal. And you don't have, I mean, like, I don't think there is any mythology anymore. I'm not even sure they're, I think they've done such a terrible job, a terrifically horrible job of killing the mythology that I'm not sure the mythology meant anything to begin with. Like, they've destroyed what it was. And so even if John may have meant it to be something in the beginning, and I do think he did. I think he had his ending in mind. I believed him when he said that. No matter if he was told that he had to stretch it out as long as the network was willing to keep them on air, I do think that John had his ending in mind. And I have to wonder if he left because he finally decided, I can't watch them continue to destroy this.
I don't know. It was. It is. It's a sad thing because they were really good characters. They were going in interesting places. Honestly, the sobriety story of Wrestler, it's old. It's getting old. He already did it once with the painkillers. Now he's on the old kind of, I mean, just stop. Find something new. Wrestler could have gone into a much darker space. And it just seems There's only one thing, and somebody else has expressed that same thought in Reddit. There is two spots left, and one of them is number two. Two and number 39. No, two spots in the tops. So that's all I have on the episodes. I do hope they get better. They had ideas that I like. I mean,
There's no implementation.
I mean, I like the story of the Dockery affair, which has nothing to do with anything, but it's okay. As a filler episode goes, it's okay to have an episode that don't have anything to do with anything else.
Yeah, but write it with some talent.
They can do so much better. All of
Yes.
them can do so much better. And it just seems like people try. Your audience here, it's intelligent and educated and ask questions right accordingly. And it will be the last, it will be your latest item in your portfolio. You do want that to be a good episode, I would say.
One would think so, yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, that's all I've got for it.
That's all I got.
Well, you guys can listen to us on Spotify and on SoundCloud and iTunes. You can chat with us on Tumblr and Facebook, and I believe Tess is on Reddit.
Yeah, I'm not there very often, but I am
All
still
right.
there.
Until next time.
Until next time.